From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is challenging Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Mr. Trump's possible 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to hinder the probe. The president took to Twitter, saying Mueller had a team of Democrats who supported his rival Hillary Clinton, but no members of the president's own Republican Party. He also called out two former ousted FBI officials, former Director James Comey, fired by Trump last May, and a former deputy director, Andrew McCabe, dismissed at Trump's urging late Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, 26 hours before McCabe was set to retire and collect his full pension. Trump contended that Comey and McCabe's personal written recollections of their conversations he had with them are fabricated. Rampant sexual and gender-based violence is being used by serious warring parties to instill fear in the civilian population and humiliate and shame their victims into silence, so says Lisa Schlein, reporting for VOA in Geneva.
The UN investigators find sexual and gender-based violence is pervasive throughout Syrian society. No one is spared. They say countless thousands of women and girls, of men and boys, have been and continue to be subjected to the most degrading, punishing forms of sexual violence by government forces, armed militia, and terrorist groups. Chair of the commission, Paolo Pinheiro, calls these brutal acts utterly repugnant. While Syrians from all backgrounds, including men and boys, are affected, he says women and girls are disproportionately victimized on multiple grounds.
This is VOA News. Russians are voting for president in an election expected to give Vladimir Putin a win, another one. Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia.
I would have thought that what's probably very important for Mr. Putin is how many people turn out in Crimea. He will assume that Moscow won't vote for him because Moscow is one part of the country where, you know, he's failed to gain a majority before. And then, of course, he can say to the nation, look what the people of Crimea have said about me.
Mr. Putin faced opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, and Alexei Navalny, who was arrested and barred from the election. As the dispute between Britain and Russia continues over the poisoning of former Russian spy on British soil, the Kremlin expelled 23 British diplomats after Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. Now Russia's foreign ministry has listed four European countries it says could be the most likely source for the Novichok nerve agent British officials say was used. They are Britain itself, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Sweden. But UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, dismisses that notion.
Listening again to the response of the Russian ambassador to the EU with his satirical suggestion that this was done by UK agents from Porton Down. This is not the response of a country that really believes itself to be innocent. This is not the response of a country that really wants to engage in getting to the bottom of the matter.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in serious condition from exposure to the nerve agent some believe came from Russia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is being urged by British lawmakers and analysts not to hesitate to seize assets invested in Britain by Russians. South Korean media now say that a senior North Korean diplomat will head to Finland to meet with former diplomats, U.S. diplomats, after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats. All of this could lead to a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish U.N. Ambassador Olaf Skog.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.